We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, time now for our visit with Jill on Money, Jill Schlesinger, the host of Jill on Money, which you hear every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6. And this report is brought by our dear friends, AssetStrats.com is where you'll find them. They're in Avon. Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I think I am better than Forever 21. You know about Forever 21?
No, what?
Mort. No, they're not mort. They're bankruptcy.
They filed
for bankruptcy. I tell you, these retailers, man.
God.
Goodness gracious. I mean, this was supposed to be one of the cool retailers
yeah.
that was making it, right?
Right.
$5 tops and all. Well, here's the deal. This is a company that said it will continue to operate its website and hundreds of stores in the U.S., but it's going to close up to 178 stores and probably cease operations in the 40 countries it had entered.
My God, did this thing like grow? Is this like one of those things that grew like crazy and then
yes, that is exactly right. You're
yeah.
absolutely right. And it's amazing. This is a family business, and they expanded huge. I mean, they just went everywhere. They went from, I think, 7 to 47 countries within a six-year time frame.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, yeah, this is what you mentioned with this particular company is, you know, like, for example, I think Macy's is really starting to stress being online. Mm. They closed their store in Seattle that was like a landmark that's going to be closing in February. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's very tough for the brick and mortar guys. What if you're a small one? Does that make it better or no?
You know, I think it is really about the retailer, the location, and the amount of square footage that it's carrying. About 8 years ago, I spoke to a retail analyst who said to me, and wisely she predicted, she said, you know, the retail sector is just going to continue to get decimated because they all have too much square footage or overhead relative to the amount of business they're doing. So, you know, look, we know that there are success stories. We also know that there are online retailers who want to open brick and mortar locations, right? But it has to be in the right combination. This idea that you're just going to throw a store in a mall and make that, and that mall will succeed, that's going to be a problem. And by the way, mall operators are trying to figure out, what are we going to do with all this open space? They're trying to figure out new ways to conceive what goes in a mall. And it's really tough.
It's really depressing if you get online. There are all these websites that visit abandoned malls. And it's just like, these were places that 20, 25 years ago were absolutely gorgeous and wave of the future. And now it's all crumbling, you know, plaster and everything else in the world. Wow.
Absolutely. And you know, we're on pace to have like just a huge number of bankruptcies in 2019.
Oh, good.
You know, and you think about Payless and Gymboree and Family Dollar. These are very big locations.
Yeah.
So, and we also know that we just have big amounts of those stores, just regular companies that are operating that are closing. Right. So this is what's really intriguing is to understand what exactly is going on in retail. And I think that many smarter people than I have missed the boat on this, trying to figure out what people like and what they want. And, you know, I'll tell you, the real trend right now, if you think about the way that we live our lives, is not necessarily to go out and buy clothes, but the millennials and Gen Zs, they're talking about renting clothes. And so that is starting to become a very interesting model for some retailers. Hey, we'll let you rent it. You get every month, you pay a fee, $100 a month. You never have to go into a store. We'll send you stuff. You choose it, you send it back. Boom, you're done.
Yeah, I saw somebody advertising that. And I thought, whoa, that's kind of a unique idea. But
just clear out my closets. It would be great.
I don't even know what's in mine. I don't want to know, actually. I think there's somebody living there. I'm not sure. One thing I do want to talk about just a little bit, and we were talking about this around here maybe last week. Our program director, her daughter, will be beginning college. And so now you start looking for, you know, a little help because college ain't cheap. And you try and minimize the number of loans you're going to have to take out. But you've got a little thing on JillOnMoney.com that actually helps you kind of wade through all this.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really important time for families because we have the opening of the college financing season tomorrow, October 1st. Right. That is the first day that you can complete the free application for federal student aid or FAFSA. And this is the one form that determines how much students and their families are going to receive in college grants, scholarships, and loans. And I have a whole long list of things that you must keep in mind, the most important of which is I'll tell you exactly who's not going to qualify for this loan. You ready?
Who?
The people who don't complete the form.
Exactly right, so, yes.
Even if you think you make a little bit too much money, which I know there are income cutoffs, even though the government says there aren't. But, I mean, you may find, I heard from folks last year, you know, they made $200,000, but they had three kids in college at the same time.
That helps.
So they got financial aid.
Okay.
So it really depends on your circumstances. You really need to do this if you actually want to get a piece of the action for your kids.
Does this FAFSA, will this apply to any and all loans you're going to try and get?
It's
or grants?
Not. I mean, it's all federal loans, yeah. And many of the state loans. There's also another form that you may have to fill. Sorry, here we go. The College Board has a form.
Yes.
The College Board has a CSS financial aid profile. That's used by 400 colleges, and there are some scholarship programs, and that awards non-federal aid. So two forms, it's a pain in the butt.
I know.
It does require you to do something.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing is, there are all kinds of like charitable organizations, social clubs, you know, things of that sort, like the Lions Club, something like that. A lot of them do have at least limited scholarships. So,
there are scholarships all over the place. My favorite was, I remember I went to college with a young man who lived in New Jersey, and he was the Golden Nugget Scholar of New Jersey.
So how did that happen?
He went looking around for loans and grants and scholarships. And at the time, the Golden Nugget offered a scholarship to students of Nevada because of Las Vegas and New Jersey because of
Atlantic City. Yeah.
He applied. He got it. He got 10 grand a year free money for 4 years.
All right. Now you're set. Okay, so look
around. A Golden Nugget Scholar. You get that and a roll of the dice at the craps table.
Exactly. Hey, listen, Jill, anything big this week you need to worry about?
Yeah, we do have a jobs report coming out on Friday. Probably not going to be super strong, but you know what? That's okay. It doesn't have to – we don't have to kill it anymore. We don't have to have 200,000 jobs in a month. If we just have 130,000, 150,000 jobs in a month, the unemployment rate should remain near this 40-year low. So – really, I don't think people need to freak out about it. There's so much to freak out about, but don't do this. Do your FAFSA form.
As you pointed out. By the way, you can get more stuff from Jill. And don't forget her newsletter. She also sends one out. JillOnMoney.com. Jill, talk to you next week.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.